The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning, welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. Excited about this show, as I always am. I'm talking about a lot of information that'll really change your life now, right? Give you your best life now, as well as contribute to the best longevity you can have, least diseases, best life moving forward, which is always the goal, right? Now, if you're living a life that's good now and you continue on with that, you're going to enjoy it now, have a great life now, you know, great social life now, and it's going to pay forward into the future. You can have a great long life later. So I'm going to get into some really cool stuff in my opinion. And obviously, if you're listening, you might like what I'm telling you, my opinion, but still, it's really cool information. Now, a lot of stuff I realize that I talk about is because it's what's on my mind, right? This is how I like to live. And I've done tons of research, read lots of information, have dove deep in a lot of these areas. And basically, I know these are the top areas for having a great functioning body. I know living naturally is always the best way to go about it. And if you fail to hit the mark, or if you have other issues unrecognized that lead to damage, disease, or even if you have trauma, broken bone, I'm so grateful for a medical system. You know, often people say, you know, do you bash the medical system? I say, I never do. I'm grateful for them. I am. But they need to know where they're at. They need to know their place. Unfortunately, they have decided their place is everywhere. And I don't agree with that. But I'm going to get into the top five things, in my opinion, we should be doing to have a great, healthy body leading towards longevity. And I'm going to skip over number one, if that's okay, if you can forgive me for a moment. I'm going to skip over number one to get to number two. And number two is broad, but it's nutrition. And I said it's broad because I want to keep this simple. We complicate nutrition so much. You know, we focus on, well, should I have carbs first, or should I drink while I'm eating? Should I have a fruit or separate? You know, it's just, we complicate it so much. What supplements should I be taking? And it breaks down to this. And this is, you know, if you look at the blue zones and other longevity hotspots across the world, they all focus on eating natural foods. That's a big thing, right? Natural foods. They're eating foods that haven't been modified. They haven't been processed. They're eating food around them. And honestly, I could get into the details, but it doesn't really matter. They have certain tribes across the world that eat meat all the time. They eat goat's blood. They eat milk. Other things do mostly, you know, other tribes mostly do vegetables and fruits and grains and nuts they can collect around them. Other places of longevity, they eat mostly meat and blubber. So it doesn't really matter what you're eating as long as you're eating clean, whole food the way it was designed to be built in the first place. You know, I don't want to make it over spiritualized, but I say, you know, God made food for us, right? He made food for us to eat. And if you don't believe in God, okay, whatever, you know, Mother Nature, whatever, made food on this planet for us to eat. And science has made modified food, highly processed food, which is really bad for our health. So I say science has a lot to offer, you know, but basically a lot of the stuff related to health hasn't helped our health. So as far as food goes, you really need to eat those natural foods, preferably grown around you if you can, right? Fermented if possible. These are the main things you should be looking for. When you're shopping in a grocery store, you should be going around the outer edge of the grocery store where stuff's refrigerated, not frozen, refrigerated, because that means it's going to spoil. That's why they're refrigerating it. And if your food spoils, you don't. If your food doesn't spoil, you do. That's a major caveat that I've always tried to let my patients know, is you don't want your food to spoil. Or you want your food to spoil, because if you eat food that spoils, you're not going to spoil. So you need a supplement. So I'm going to get into a couple supplements, but basically we need to supplement our diets because it's impossible to get food as rich in nutrients as we should currently how we eat. So this time of year, I implore you to take vitamin D. You need to take vitamin D. Need to take enough of it. A multivitamin is not good enough. Vitamin D2 is not good. You need to take vitamin D3, somewhere around 5,000 international units, depending on your weight, but that's a good starting point, 5,000 international units. You could take more. It's really very hard to OD on vitamin D. So you can take more. I wouldn't recommend taking, you know, 100,000. You could take, you know, 15,000, 20,000 occasionally, but 5,000 a day is a good safe level for vitamin D. Now, you should take vitamin D with K1 and K2 in it. Now, if you have blood thinning issues, if you're on medication for blood to thin your blood, you should not do this because K1 and K2 is a natural blood thinner. But K1 and K2 is really healthy for us. We're very deficient in that, and it really helps the vitamin D get absorbed better. So vitamin D is real important because it's the one nutrient we just don't get enough in it from our food. It's meant to get from the sun. And so if we're out in the sun, the amount of hours we should be, how we're built to function, like if you have darker skin, if you're, you know, if you have black or darker skin, you should be, getting more vitamin D. You should be in the sun more. So if you were, the area of the world you're from is more around the Mediterranean, you need more sun or else you can have lower levels of vitamin D. If you're from northern areas like Ireland, you know, areas that are northern, you need less vitamin D, less sun. I mean, you need the same amount of vitamin D, but less sun will get you to that level of vitamin D sooner. So getting after it that way will be very important. So there's other vitamins too. I always recommend a high quality multivitamin that's methylated, and which means the B vitamins within those multivitamins are methylated. They say methyl in the beginning of the B vitamin. So they don't say cyano, they say methyl. That's very important. I also recommend high quality probiotic because a lot of the food isn't fermented and we need probiotics, and non-fermented food does not give it to us the way we should. And we need fish oil. That's my big four. I call it my core four. That's what I call it, and I'm sticking with that name. But omega-3s, high-quality omega-3s are very good because we don't get enough of it. And our balance of omega-6 to omega-3s can get really disjointed. And we should have about it should be a 2-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3s. And it's much more in the, 10, 12, 14-to-1 ratio, which creates inflammation in your body, can create heart disease and other diseases. So I recommend taking omega-3s. So the top four are high quality multivitamin, vitamin D, especially this time of year until it's sunny again till you're out a lot. Next one is probiotics. Next one is omega-3s. Now, all those are available if you go to drashburn.com, drashburn.com, and you click on, I think, store. And there's supplements there. You can click on a supplement. It'll take you to the store, and every supplement's available to you there. Now, I'm not trying to market stuff to you, but I love the supplements that we sell. They're very, very good for you. And everything I'm talking about, they already built it that way. They're very well designed. So if you go to my site, drashburn.com, drashburn.com, and go to, I think it's store, you can click on a link and buy it from there. And, and you could have high quality vitamins. So as far as number two, in order of health, right? I skipped number one. Number two is nutrition. Number three is toxicity. And now that we're moving inside with our windows not open as frequently, we need to be very careful about toxicity. We shouldn't have, we should have air filters because it's impossible to avoid all toxins. Air filters. We should be using as natural products as possible for cleaning, for skincare. I'll tell you the one story. I told it before. I went over to England last year and I visited with friends and we're staying at their house and she had so many air fresheners in her house. I mean, they're plugged into the wall. They're, on counters. I mean, the place, I had a headache right away. So I had these headaches the whole time. And now the woman who lived there, she already had a lot of issues, right? Hormonal related issues, organ related issues related to hormone, especially sex hormones and sex organ producing hormones. And it really messed her up. Her health was really bad. And she lived surrounded by these endocrine mimicking chemicals, creating these smells all the time. And it really messed with her health. So I advised her and she got rid of all these things and switched over to essential oils. So as far as toxicity goes, her home was extremely toxic. And those things could be one of the biggest toxins in your home. The things you plug into the wall, the air wick, those things, the Glade smell better. I don't know what they're called. Smell better things. They could be the most toxic things you have in your home. Now, what you wash your clothes and sheets and stuff and towels in, it's very important too, because they're very close to our bodies. So make sure you're using a natural detergent for these things. It's very important to use a natural detergent because the store-bought ones, the regular ones, Tide and all that, they can get stains out, no doubt about it. But they also create toxicity. So I tell people to avoid that as well. toothpaste, that website I just told you about earlier to go to, Dr. Ashburn, and go to store. From the site Designs for Health, which you get sent to, they have a great toothpaste there. It uses silver in there, colloidal silver in the toothpaste, which is an antibiotic, and it, as well as antibacterial. And you brush your teeth when it tastes great. It works very, very well. So I love that toothpaste. Just give me information if you want to get it, fine. If not, that's cool too, but it's really, really good. So the third thing is toxicity. We have so many toxins around us all the time. We need to really go about it better. And a supplement that can really help with that would be activated charcoal. Do activated charcoal or activated carbon right before you go to bed, and it binds with the toxins while you're sleeping. And it helps your body not deal with the effects of that toxicity, moving forward. Number four is exercise. Now, people always call me out on this. I don't know why. They say exercise should be number two, number three. Exercise is not something anybody ever thought about up until maybe, 1970s. In the 1980s, people thought gyms weren't really for bodybuilders. But, basically, if you went back to the 1920s and asked someone what gym they went to, they'd look at you like you're crazy. They'd say, I don't know what a gym is, right? A gymnasium, maybe, for in a school. They didn't know about a gym. Now, people go to gyms, and I it's great. I went to a gym, this morning. All right, but the thing is with that, when you go to a gym, you got to exercise, you got to do functional movements. You can try to put muscle on, but your goal should be trying to get your health better and get your body stronger for everyday movements in your life. In the blue zones, they say the people do a lot of ground to standing stuff. So basically they're down in the ground and they get up frequently, and that helps their longevity and your lifespan. They've done testing, and it's called the sit to rise test, and the ability to sit down and rise from the floor without assistance correlates strongly with reduced mortality risk. So, anybody who can be on the ground and get up, and they don't use chairs that much in some of these areas. People are 100 years old and they get up easily by themselves. Well, I know most people 70 years old in our country can't get off the ground. So it's very important to do, seated squats, sit down in a chair, squat up, do as much of that as possibly can do. But you do functional exercises for your body. You can go online and find tons of workout routines, tons of stuff like Tai Chi. You can do classes, go to a gym, whatever you do, just keep moving. Keep your heart a little bit elevated, heart rate a little bit elevated through exercise. Break a little bit of a sweat. You don't have to go crazy. It'll help you be tremendously healthier. Okay, number five is a mixed bag of things. The biggest thing of the mixed bag, I feel, is getting good sleep. So getting good sleep is so important for our health. Trying to get 7 to 8 hours a night, sleeping properly in proper positions, making your bedroom environment conducive to sleep, have it as dark as you can. Try to get anything that's running off of electricity unplugged or not working while you're sleeping. Do not charge a phone near your head on your nightstand. That could be very dangerous. Put it in your airplane mode, shut it down, and move it to another room. So many things can help your sleep be much better. And so many people have so much trouble sleeping in our country. I'm grateful I don't have that much trouble sleeping. I sleep very easily. But so much trouble sleeping, even within my family, my wife has trouble sleeping. And so she tries a lot of stuff, but basically her body doesn't want to fall asleep early. So her sleep schedule is a little bit later than mine. Mine is about 9:30 to 5:30. That's my rough schedule, 9:30 to 5:30. And I wake up without an alarm clock. Hers is more like 12 or 1, until 9 or 10. And so it's nothing wrong with that. But basically, her sleep schedule works for her. And for me, my sleep schedule works for me. But you have to make sure you're focusing on sleep. Another really big thing in the fifth category is reducing stress, having stress-reducing practices. Now, the biggest practice in blue zones, right, in areas in which they have more longevity, they deal with stress through either meditation or prayer. So a lot of these areas, they focus on, basically having a coping mechanism. A lot of people are very, very social. They like to be together with other people. They have a strong purpose. That's real huge too. They have a purpose which is bigger than them. A lot of people go to church. And I'm not telling you what church you go to, what religion to study, but they go to church. And basically that church, they're focused on a higher purpose, focusing on a God that's a higher purpose than their purpose. And it gives them a framework for understanding how to live longer. So going to church, praying or meditating daily are great stress reducing, practices. Number one is always at 1 through 2 through 5, right? 2 was nutrition. 3 was reducing toxins in your environment. Four was moving your body. Call it going to the gym, exercise, but moving your body daily. And five was sleep, stress management, amongst other things. Number one is more important than anything else. And I've seen so many health experts describe it this way, as I'm going to describe it for you here. Number one is always having your body working as efficiently as it can. So everything I just spoke about, digesting the food you eat, processing the exercise that you do, eliminating toxins easier from your body, it all comes down to how your body's functioning and getting the most function to your body. Now, I'm going to break it down this way. Our bodies are supposed to function perfectly. We don't have that understanding anymore. People feel they're damaged goods and they get diseased and need help through medications or other stuff. I'm going to tell you what, you're not damaged goods. I guarantee you're not damaged goods. You're supposed to be functioning perfectly. I want everybody to understand that first. Now, to function perfect, you need nothing interfering with the functional process of your body. And it seems kind of confusing, but your body should be working perfectly. And everybody always asks, so many medical doctors under care in my office, anybody I've ever asked about how health happens, I ask them, what controls the function in your body? Now, we all learn this in elementary school, you know, what controls the function of your body? And the answer is your brain. Your brain controls everything else. It's the highest level organ in your body. Without your brain, your heart won't beat. People say your heart, but your heart won't beat without your brain telling it to beat. So every beat has a nerve. A message goes down through your spinal cord, out through a nerve to your heart to make it beat. Anything you digest, your brain gets the information about what you have in your stomach. It tells your stomach what to release, you know, what chemicals to release to help you process the food, help you absorb it better. It's all controlled by your brain, and all healing in your gut to avoid having a leaky gut is controlled by your brain. So we mostly focus on pains, aches, spasms when we talk about our brain and spinal cord, right? Brain and spinal cord are the two biggest things to control everything in your body. So if your brain and spinal cord are sending the information without interference, your body's gonna work perfectly. Now, the thing surrounding your spinal cord is your spinal canal. It's the bones that make up your spinal canal. It's really cool if you think about it. The only two things that are protected by, encapsulated by bone in your body are your brain and your spinal cord. Now, your spinal cord, it's segmented because you wouldn't be able to move if you didn't segment your spinal cord. So this way you could bend, twist, whatever. But it's only two structures that are totally encapsulated by bone. And it kind of denotes your body's design. Your body was designed to have those two things be protected the most because they're the most crucial for functioning your body. So anything that impacts that communication between your brain through your spinal cord out to every cell in your body, which there's a nerve going to every cell in your body, anything that affects that communication then creates malfunction, which leads to disease. And if you see someone with their head out in front of their body, right, they have poor posture, heads in front of their body, it decreases your lung capacity so you can't breathe as well. It irritates the nerves in your lower neck, which creates all sorts of spasm in your upper back. You know, people say, rub my shoulders, spasm in that area, numbness and tingling in your fingers, thyroid issues, heart issues, lung issues. So it's so crucial to get that area corrected. So correcting that area, it's a simple thing as long as you haven't let it go so far that it becomes more arthritic. I call arthritis cement. So it hasn't become so cemented that you can't free it up and get it moving back to a better position. Now, the healthiest people I know have the best posture. They talked about that in the Blue Zones. They said people with best posture live the longest. I feel that's cool, right? They say spinal decline and mortality. As people's spines decline, they have age-related postural decline, and it's linked to higher mortality in adults. So that's a forward head posture, something called the kyphosis, which I'll get into. And organ function, it's an upright posture supports lung expansion, circulation, digestive efficiency, while poor posture compresses internal organs. Also, mobility and falls. Poor posture contributes to balance issues and fall risk, one of the most serious health threats among aging populations. So they say if you have great positioning of your spine and nervous system, your body just works better and you don't develop pain, you don't develop issues. So this week, I'm going to encourage anybody listening to my show, if you don't know the position of your spine, it's always incredibly smart to figure it out before it starts hurting, before it starts sealing down, locking down, cementing down, which is arthritis. That's what arthritis does. And when you have poor function and you go to your doctor, you need surgery and medications, it's kind of late at that point in time. It's always better to look at your spine, get pictures, know your position, and get it corrected if necessary earlier. So as I always do on the show, I'm going to open up 5 appointments for anybody who wants to come in. I'm going to do these appointments for free. So come into my office. I'm in Fishkill, New York, right at the crossroads of Route 84 and Route 9. So if you come up to Fishkill, New York, come to visit me. I had someone come up from far away last week. It was great to meet that person. You know, come up and we'll examine you, do the complete x-rays, complete exams, find out exactly the position of your spine, talk about your options of getting better. And then after the fact, you know, we'll talk about moving forward with care, all that stuff. But give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. So 845-896-1200. You can also text us on the number, text us posture. And this way we'll know that you're one of the first 5 people for the free exam. We'll give you that exam. So if you do 845-896-1200, you can even text us the word posture or just call us, leave us a message. We'll get back to you Monday morning and get back in touch with you, try to get you healthier. That's 845-896-1200. All right, so I want to share a message about something we're doing. I'm opening up talks. So if you guys would like me to come to your church, come to your big business environment, any area we have a bunch of people would like to hear how to be healthier, we're doing talks in over the next couple months leading into the spring. So connect with me. Connect with me at drashburn.com. Send me a message, drashburn.com, or just give us a call, 845-896-1200. And this way, you know, I'll talk to you about scheduling that time. We do talks on nutrition, exercise, all sorts of stuff, trying to help you be as healthy as possible. So once again, we're scheduling our talks. We book up really quick. If you want me to come out and do a talk in your workplace, your church, just give me a call, 845-896-1200, and we'll get back to you. My secretaries or I will get back to you, and we'll schedule that time. All right, I remember this comedian, and he said, you know, they go into their house, and their father always said, "Oh, I'm sick and tired of you boys, you know, doing whatever. I'm sick and tired." And one day he said, he walked in with his father, and his father said, "I'm sick and," he said, "tired." He just said tired to his father. And his father, he said, that was the last time he slept in the house for a week. So basically, so many Americans though are really sick and tired. We're tired. We're not feeling anywhere near as good as we should. You don't realize what low-level sickness feels like real consistent over time sickness feels like. And a lot of it has to do with our processed way we're eating. And so the over time when you're young, my kids, I'll tell you, and if you have kids, you know what I'm talking about, they could pretty much eat anything they want and still feel good, you know, get up early in the morning, work all day or go to school. You know, it doesn't really impact them. But as we get older, I'll tell you why our food needs to be more important as we get older. Those nutrients which are missing in the food, which I discussed earlier in the show, you know, our food is grown in soil that should never support food. Now, if you didn't have genetically modified seed, if you didn't have the sprays they put on the soil, it would never grow there. But they have all these new tricks and wizardry they do to grow food in areas it shouldn't be growing. And so now, you know, we're eating this food that doesn't have nutrition in it because the soil is what gives the food nutrition. And basically, when you're young, you can get away with it. Your body has so much more vitality. I call these young people bouncy, right? They can bounce higher. But as you get older, these nutritional insufficiencies shine a lot brighter. So when you have these issues shining brighter, then you don't feel as good, right? You feel more sluggish. You have more anxiety, depression, more aches, more pains that could all have to do with low nutritional sufficiency leading to inflammation in your body. And inflammation is really one of the biggest factors you talk about for disease. So as far as nutrients go, it's so important to figure out exactly where you're deficient. Matter of fact, we have a company that sees people would have holding on to extra weight in their body. And the biggest factor, I'll tell you, the biggest factor in people holding on to weight is definitely nutritional insufficiency. If you're someone right now who wished you're a little bit lighter, and statistically our country speaks about a fact that everybody pretty much wants to be lighter. Some people are naturally thin. God bless you. No one likes you as much as you think. I'm just joking. But if you have extra weight in your body and you tried every way, if you have extra weight in your body, you tried every way to lose weight. I know you have. So if you tried every way to lose weight, you know, you realize it's very, very difficult. The way our food is grown, the way our lifestyles are structured, the way the stress is around us, it's very difficult to lose weight. But if you can fill in those missing nutrients, right? Those missing micronutrients, then it can change your life. Americans are overfed. We get it. We're overfed, but we're undernourished. And because of the fact, I'm going to make sense of something that people don't realize. Because of the fact we're undernourished, we have lower than normal nutrients within our body. Our body wants to eat more food. So we want to eat more food to try to find those missing micronutrients, which are essential for spinning the gears of your metabolism. And because we want to try to do that, we eat more food, which then becomes dangerous and inflames us, but we need those calories. We shouldn't have to eat as many calories as we do. People across the world that have much longer lifespans than us, they eat far lower calories, far less. No processed food. It's food that grows right around them in good, healthy soil. That's the way we used to live. So if you look at this, you need to figure out exactly what you're deficient in. Now, I'm speaking to people right now. I'm speaking to you about the fact I know there's extra weight in your body. And my purpose with telling people information about dropping weight, it really isn't about losing weight. It really is about you becoming the best person you can. Because when you're holding on extra weight, you can be a great person, but it's really hard to express that as well as you could. If you're leaner, if you looked better, if you're lighter, not to make it superficial, but if you walked into a meeting room or a room with your kids and you felt better about yourself, you're going to always be better. I know that because I diet and I bring my weight down to where I want it to be and I always feel better. I feel like I could give more of myself to the people that I serve with a higher purpose. So, you know, you may be someone saying, you know, I know what you're saying. I walk into a room, I walk into the gym, I don't feel good about myself. I always feel like I need to sort of hide behind something. And it's so crucial to get your body in better shape, not just for how long you're going to live healthily, but also for being the best person you can be spiritually and everything else. So I'm going to do the same thing I did before. We have a company called Hudson Valley Weight Loss. It's incredible at getting people to drop weight. We have super technology that shows you exactly what you're deficient in. Then we coach you through a process of eating whole natural foods to help you drop weight very, very quickly. And it's done very healthy. There's nothing, no trick to it. It's really eating healthy food and finding out exactly what you're deficient in and plugging these things in. So for the first five people who call us, I'm going to do our entire first process of figuring out if you're a good candidate for being helped. We'll do that for free. So basically, give us a call. It's 845-897-LOSS, 845-897-5677. We'll call you back Monday. We'll set up a time to come in and go through that entire first hour process, meet with the coach, and figure out if you're a good candidate for losing tons of weight quick. Number is 845-897-5677. As always, God bless you guys. I'll be back with you next Saturday with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.